always did the first year or three. I smoothed a hand over my face and tried to contain myself. Why did my little sister always get what she wanted? I'll use the money I have saved from birthdays for his shots, Gracie insisted, clutching the puppy closer to her chest. His food won't be expensive, and I'm sure it'll last him a while. I can find ways to earn enough money to keep him fed. You'll have to, because I won't buy food for him. I won't clean up after him either, Gran insisted. I mean it when I say he's yours and yours alone. It was a lie. I knew it the second the words came out of Gran's mouth. She'd buy food if he needed it, because she wouldn't be able to watch him starve. She'd clean up after him from time to time, and she'd help take care of him. She'd expect me to do the same. While it might start off as though the fluff ball was Gracie's responsibility, there would come a point where he would become everyone's. That was how it always was with any of Gracie's pets.
So I get to keep him?
Gracie's face lit up, making her look younger than her 13 years. The corners of my lips twitched upward at the sight of her smile. Seeing her happy was almost worth what I knew I was about to endure with a little beast. Almost. I don't see why not, Gran insisted, sealing the deal. Happy squeals echoed through the living room of our trailer. Gracie jumped up and down, shaking the entire structure while clutching her new puppy to her chest. Once she calmed down, she kissed Gran on the cheek and headed to our shared room at the end of the hall, whispering to her new pet as she walked. My lips pinched together as I fought to hold back the string of swear words building across my tongue. I'd cursed in front of Gran before, but she made it known it wasn't something she liked. I couldn't keep my mouth shut, though, no matter how hard I tried. I don't want that thing on my bed, Gracie, and you better not chew up any of my stuff, I shouted after her. Or shit in our room. I don't want to smell dog crap every time I walk in. Gran cleared her throat. My gaze drifted to her. I waited for her to scold me for cursing in her presence. First of all, language. Second, have faith in her, Mina. Sorry, I'll try. I exhaled a long breath, then grabbed my wallet and keys from the kitchen counter. I relaxed my grip on the grocery list I held and took a step toward the front door. Never had I been so eager to head to the store. I needed to chill. I knew I did. Gracie getting a puppy wasn't the end of the world. I wasn't sure why it bothered me so much. I'm heading out to get the stuff on your list. Ask Gracie if she wants you to pick up puppy food before you leave, Gran insisted. I fought the desire to roll my eyes. Wasn't that something she was supposed to get all on her own? My blood simmered through my veins. He'll most likely get hungry once he settles down, and I refuse to feed him scraps. It's a horrible habit. Don't we have a bag somewhere from the last time she brought home a stray dog? Gracie was always bringing home animals, but puppies seemed to be her favorite. I'd lost count as to how many she'd brought home over the years. I gave it away, Gran said with a shake of her head. Didn't think I'd agree to let her keep another one. I don't know why you did, I muttered as I started down the hall. I heard that, Gran snapped. I didn't apologize. Gracie was sprawled across her bed when I stepped into the room, the puppy tucked up against her side. He was curled into a ball, sleeping. It was cute, but not cute enough. All I could do was stare at its round belly and think about worms festering inside. Its furry ear twitched in its sleep, and images of it being flea-infested crept through my mind. Gross. I'm leaving for the store. Gran gave me a list earlier, I said as I leaned against the doorframe. Give me some money. I'll pick you up a bag of dog food while I'm out. Gracie slipped out of bed without speaking and stepped to her dresser. She swiped her piggy bank up and opened the bottom. The puppy wiggled around, adjusting itself into a tighter ball.
Here.
Gracie held out a 20. Okay. I plucked it from her fingers and crammed it into my front pocket. What kind of food should I get?
Any for small puppies. Duh.
My teeth ground together as I stare at her. She was really pushing her luck with me today. I pushed myself off the wall and started back down the hall. Be back in a bit, I called to Gran once I reached the front door. Sticky heat rolled over me the instant I stepped foot outside, but anything was better than being indoors with my bratty little sister, who always managed to get her way. I tugged my driver's side door open and tossed my